Today, sharing the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Reish Samach Gimel. We begin with the very last words of Lamed Vav Omed Beis, Siv Vav. And the Mechaber tells us, Bachurim, if you have young men, Haholchim Lumod Chutz Leveisam, who are leaving their house, they're studying elsewhere than Yeshiva. Tzrichim Lahadlik Ner Shabbos Bechedrom, so they have an obligation that they have to light Shabbos candles. They're not in their parents' house, and they have to go light Shabbos candles for themselves in the room that they're staying in, and they do it with a bracha. However, avamishu eitzel ishto, but if somebody is with his wife, ain't tzarich lahadlik b'chedro, then he doesn't have to light in his own separate room, ulevarech alav, and to make a bracha on it, lefisha ishto mivareches bishvilo, because his wife is lighting on his behalf, his yotzei, quote, with her lighting, and therefore he doesn't have to light on his own. Now, let's understand what we're talking about over here. This is a very complex subject. It has lots of halacha l'mayis ramification for boys learning in yeshiva, boys in kolel, etc. Now, Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Chavches writes, when we're talking here about Bachurim, Hainu, Shiyesh Lahem Noshim, we're not talking about bachelors, we're not talking about young boys, we're talking about married men who are learning in Kolel. Elo Shehochim Chutz Lebesim, they're leaving their house. The Gemara has the famous story of Rabbi Kiva, left for 24 years. That was a custom in those days. It was not at all unusual for people to leave their houses. Even in Europe, it wasn't unusual for married men to leave their houses. Today we would find that somewhat unusual, but in those days it certainly wasn't unusual. So the Mishneh Berurah says, we're talking here about men who have wives. They're leaving their house. His wife, of course, is lighting in their house at home, but he's not there. So in that situation, when the husband is away from the wife, he's not yotzi with her bracha, because he has his own little room, his own apartment, whatever it is he's staying in, that's his. And therefore, and certainly if he's not married, he's a bachelor, he has an obligation to light for himself. Sivkot Chavchest, he lights in his room. Afilu Ached Demiyuchud Rak Lolun Shom Biochlim Bebayis Acher. So even if this room, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, is designated just for him to sleep in, he doesn't eat over there, he's going to be eating in somebody else's house, nevertheless, he still has a chiyuv to go make a bracha and light in that room. Issue for number 29 brings down, B'tamidei Yeshiva Ochlim B'cheder Ochel. The boys are eating together in the cafeteria. They have their own rooms to sleep in. V'yishenu B'chedereim. Das a chazonish, the chazonish paskins, sha'af api sha'acherim madlikin avurum neiros b'cheder ochel, even though some people are lighting on their behalf in the cheder ochel, in the dining area, mekomokom yadliku b'chedrum, they should still light in their own room, af yesh ma'at or hamagia mimechutz, even if there is some light going into their room, they nevertheless should still light in the room. However, Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Shlomo Zalman says, Shetalmidim elu yotzim yidei chovosam, they are fulfilling their obligation, such talmidim, when they light for them in the cheder ochel, in the cafeteria, in the dining area. However, mikol makom, im chadereihem chashuchim, if their rooms are dark, and the light coming in from the halls isn't sufficient at all, then they should light in their rooms, but they shouldn't go and trip and stumble on things in their rooms. However, for that, they don't need to do that if there's enough light coming in from the windows, from the outside, from the hallway, that would light up the room that they won't trip. This is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, who says, in addition, if the room is dark, not only should they light to have a little light in the room so they shouldn't trip, but they should even make a brach on that. Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet Halevi, brings down, Shekivan Shiyeshchiv Akol Echad V'Echad V'Him Lahadlik Nero, since they each have an obligation to light candles. Im Lo Shamu Es HaBracha Al Hadlokas HaNero Shebecheder Ochel, if they didn't hear the bracha being made on their behalf in the Cheder Ochel, they can still light in their own rooms with a bracha. He adds, V'Nero Shemadlikim Becheder Ochel Avur Klal Bachur Yeshiva, those candles that are being lit in the dining area on behalf of the boys in the entire yeshiva, Rav Yashiv says, Shetzorach Shiu HaNeros Mishol Kulam, they have to be somewhat owned by all of them. In other words, everybody has to purchase a share in them, or the person who's donating the candles, or the yeshiva, they have to say, this is on behalf of all the people in the yeshiva. This is all the opinion of Nissen Karl Shlita. Finally, Bachurim Hamadlikin Neros Bechadereim, the boys that are lighting in their dorm rooms, so Nissen Karl Shlita says, She'enam Tzrichim Mishtatif B'Neros Shehudiku B'Cheder Ochel, then they don't have to participate and be a partial owner, give a penny, or have it be on their behalf for the candles that are lit in the Cheder Ochel if they're lighting in their own room. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Lamed says that you have to make a bracha when you're lighting in your room. Dad Laka Snare, that this lighting of the candle, Chova Mishum Shalom Bayis, is an obligation because of Shalom Bayis. Shalom Yikosh Shal Be'etzel Vavin. They shouldn't trip on something, on wood or on a stone. They should make sure that the candles are long enough. They should still be lit at night when they come home from the dining area after davening. They go and eat supper, so they come to the room if the candle's out already. This would be a bracha levatala if they had just lit but never got any benefit from it. And this is brought down in the name of Derech HaChaim. While you read them, when they used to have the markets and the people would go to the markets, so then they would have many people staying together in one area, and they didn't have the owner, so to say, over there with them. So then each of them individually, they each have an obligation to light with a bracha, even in their own home, their wives are lighting for them. And therefore, they can either combine together and all light together. And one person can light on everybody's behalf, make the bracha for everybody. And he should have in mind, they should have in mind as well, that he's being motzi them, they're being yotzi with him. Everybody should have in mind to be yotzi with the bracha of the one who's lighting. But if the owner of the house that they're all staying at is there with them, then they don't have to technically go and give him money to participate with them, since their wives are lighting on their behalf for them in the house, as we'll learn in Siv Zion in a moment, so then it's not necessary for them to participate by giving him money. There are a lot of Dirshu footnotes over here, Dirshu footnote for number 40 and 41. They're all important. If we have time at the end of the shir, we'll get back to them. Otherwise, it certainly is kedai to learn it on your own. Mr. Burisiv Kut Lamed Aleph, Ein Sarich Bechule, you don't have to go and light if you have your wife lighting for you. If you're staying with your wife, albeit you're in a different room. And he says, Avol, Lahadlik, Tzorech Afilu, Einu Ocholsham. But he should have some light in his room, even if he's not eating over there. Kedai Shalo Yikoshel, the Eitz, Obi Evan. That he shouldn't trip over there on a stick or on a stone. Now we go to Siv Zayin. Oreach, a guest. Shein lo chedem yuchad. He doesn't have his own separate room. Begam ein madlikin olav beveso. And he does have anybody lighting for him in his own house. Sorech li shtatev bepruta. He should go participate with the owner of the house that he's staying in. And he should either give a penny to him, a pruta, or he should be given a present by the owner of the house that you're mishtatef with us in this candle lighting. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Kut Lamed Beis. Ha im hayalo chedem yuchad, if he had his own room, tzorech lahadlik ulevarech afilu madlikim lo beveis, then he would have to light on his own, even if they're lighting for him in his own house, as we've already learned in Siv Vav a minute ago. Siv Kut Lamed Gimel, he should participate with his owner in this way if he doesn't have his own room. Ubereish simen tof reish ayin zayin, he brings down over there in the name of the Magen Avraham, hevi Magen Avraham, mishem chuvas. Rashal, the Marshal says, the Gam HaBachurim Tzrichim Lishtatif. Even young boys should go over here and be Mishtatif with the Balabais. Umeisik Shom, and he points out over there, the Efshur, the Hainu Dafko, Kisha Ochel Bifneatzon, that's when they're eating by themselves. Avlum Somachal Shulchan Balabais, but if they're dependent upon the Balabais for their food, Harehu Bechlal Bnebe. So he's considered then like the family of the Balabais and wouldn't have to make his own bracha and light. Ayin Shom, look over there for further details. Again, the issue footnotes number 42 and number 43 provide many interesting additional details. Ayin Shom, we'll see if we have time to get to any of them at the end of this year. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kut Lamed Dalet says you have to participate by giving a penny. Uvadin, alternatively, im balabais makne lo chelik b'ner shelo b'matana. If the balabais, so to say, gives him a present and says you're participating without having to pay me a penny, that would also be acceptable. Kamosha kosov l'kam b'sim tov reishayin zayin l'ner chanukah. As the Mechaber there points out in regards to ner chanukah, that you can be mishtatev not only by giving a penny, but just by having the balabais saying you're being mishtatev with me, that's enough as well. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Shnayim o shlosha bali batim ochlim b'makom echad. If you have two or three people that are eating together in one place, so Yeshom, in the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down, says shekol echad mevarech al menorah shelo. Each one should light his own licht and make their own bracha. However, there are those that disagree. Yesh megamging badover. In the Baragola, he brings down that this is the Oros Ruah who disagrees with this idea, and he says that one person should light on behalf of everybody rather than each person making their own bracha. That is more proper. The Mechaber concludes, he brings this down in the name of himself, the Nachon Lizara Bisafik Brachus Leivarech El Echad. He says he thinks it's more preferable that in this situation, since we go Safik Brachus Lahaka, when in doubt, don't make a Bracha the Rabbanon. So he says in this situation, he would paskin like the second opinion, like the Ur Zeruah, and saying that it's more appropriate that one person should make the Bracha for everybody else. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, Aval Anu, Ein Noagin Kain. However, that is not the commonly accepted minhag, like the Mechaber's passing of the Or Zeruah, but in fact, we paskin over here, like the first opinion that everybody can light on their own. Now, Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Hey. He explains, each, according to the first opinion, everybody should make their own bracha. The kol ma dimitosef ora, the more light that you have, yesh bar shalom mayis, it's more additional light, it's more happiness in the house. Simcha yisera. And that brings about additional simcha, lahanos, ora, b'chol zavis, v'zavis, because the house now is well lit, even in all the corners, there'll be light, and therefore that is preferable. The issue footnote number 45 brings down, nowadays, when we have electrical lights that are much stronger than the candles, the Ebenerus Tosefes, sorry, you can't say if I light five candles versus four candles, that there's going to be a lot more light in the room. You have a very powerful LED light that's going to overshadow, by far, the three or four or five candles that you may light. So he brings out from Shlomo Zalman, Shekivan Shechazal Kavu Es Neros Hashemen Lehidur Mitzvah, since the rabbis set up lighting Shabbos candles, and that's a Hidur Mitzvah to light Shabbos candles, the Yam Yadua V'nikar Shenasa Adov L'Kovet Shabbos, and you're lighting the candles is in and of itself a Kovet for Shabbos. Yesh b'kach hanoah v'simcha yisera. So even here, when we have electrical lights, he says there is a hanoah and a simcha yisera via the lighting of the Shabbos licht, even though there may be a powerful electrical light on as well. He brings that as well from Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Yigris Moshe, she'ein shum hanoas or mehaneros b'mokum shabo dolek or achashmal, that even though you're not getting any real benefit from the candles when there's a strong electrical light, hatam shechayov l'hadik neros b'yontiv v'lo dai b'roch hashmal, he says the actual lighting of the candles here is also a covered yontiv, and he writes, this covered nechshav tzorach ke'achila is considered just like eating, just like you're allowed to cook for eating, so too you can light these candles over here. He brings down as well Rav Nissen Karolitz, shim haneros omdim ala shulchan, that the candles are on the table, osh omdim somach l'shulchan, that they're near the table, in this way that they are adding some light, yachulu levarach lehem, then you certainly can make a bracha on them. He says, however, candles that are far away from the table, ein levarach lehem b'fnei atzmi, you shouldn't light and make a bracha on those alone. And he says, v'yesh lahadlik afes hachashmal ulevarach al shneim, so turn on the light and have in mind that you're lighting candles on the electrical light as well, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simon Reish Samach Dalet. Finally, at the end of this footnote, he brings down from Eliyashiv Zatzal, Shekivin shahad loka nasas l'tzorech halayla, since you're lighting your candles for night time, ain't tam l'sader sheyeh hachashmal kovli b'shas loka, you don't have to turn off the electrical lights at the time that you're lighting the candles. Shari b'layla b'vadi yedolok, because your candles will last for a while, and therefore, you're getting some benefit from them later in the night if the electrical lights go out. So you should try to have your electrical lights go off for a little bit of time, and then you'll get benefit from the neros during that period of time, and then it's considered ki'ilu hayutzrichim esad l'kosum, so therefore you needed their light, and therefore it's not a problem of lighting them on yontif when you don't really need them. Again, this is a very complicated subject, and one should really have in mind, at the least, to have in mind on the electrical lights as well when you're lighting your Shabbos licht to get around some of these problems. Some people do have the custom that they specifically turn off the electrical lights when they're lighting the candles, but as we just explained, Rav Yashiv says he doesn't understand that because if you're turning them on right away, you're not really getting any benefit from the candles themselves. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Vav brings down the opinion of the Or Zeruah V'yesh Megam. Give him time. And the reason is the Balava Chiyesham Or Merubim Ineros Shedlik Arisha, because it's very hard to say that you're getting really additional benefit from another two candles after the first person lit eight candles already. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Zayin Ain No. Again, the Ramah brought down that we're not knowing like the Or Zeruah, we're knowing like the first opinion. Elikid Arishona, like the first opinion. However, Deer Shavuot number 46 does bring around Nissen Karolitz. It says there's nothing wrong, and maybe it's even preferable that you should hold like the second opinion and have only one person make the bracha and have everybody yotzi with that person. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, because of the Magid of Rav Mishim Shalom, the Magid of Rav writes in the name of the Shalom, the Mikol Mokom lo yivrochu shnayim b'menorah achas, sheyesh lo konim harbe. Certainly, you shouldn't have, he says, on one candlestick, on one candelabra, you shouldn't have multiple people lighting and making a bracha. But he brings down the opinion in the Shaar HaTzion Os Ben Beis from the El Yerabba that there are those that even make to have, let's say, a five-stick candelabra, to have one woman light two candles and one woman light three candles on the single candelabra, and that would be acceptable as well. Because of the Prima Gadim, he brings down from the Prima Gadim, and certainly impoverished women who only have one candelabra over here, they can certainly take advantage of this kula of the El Yerabba. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Ches, he writes, this is the way we paskin according to the Ramah. And if one of them certainly has their own cheder that's separate for them, even if he's not eating over there, he's not going to have any food there whatsoever. Nevertheless, he certainly can make a bracha over there, as we've already learned in Sivvav earlier today. Now we go to Siftes. The Mechaber writes, Hamadlikim bezovios habayis. Those people light in the corners of the house their candles. V'oklim v'chotze. And then they go eat outside in the yard. So imanin haneros harukos shadolkos haralailo. If the candles aren't still going to be lit when they come back in from eating in the yard, have a brach levatol. Then it's a problem. You just lit Shabbos candles, but nobody got any benefit from them on Shabbos, and then it's therefore a brach levatol. Mr. Brewer brings down the Sif Katan Lamed test. Where he says over there, the ein mutu lecho b'chotzer, you shouldn't go out eat in the chotzer. Rak dafko b'mitzdar harbi b'veisu mishum zvuvim uchayotze. But you should only go and eat out there and not in the place where the candles are lit if there are flies in the house, for example, or some other bad odor in the house or anything like that that doesn't allow you to eat in the house, and that's why you're going to the chotzer. However, if it wasn't for a reason like that, one should eat in the place where they lit their candles. And I nimish the burah masha kosav nusham over there in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. Sivkot mem in the chotzer. Mishnah Berurah says, "Mashma dim ochel b'bayis." If you're eating in the house, av shein dolekes adalaylo sagi lo avi brachol batola. If you're eating in the house, even though they're not going to last all night long, then you don't have to worry at all about a brachol batola. Shafadayin yom, even if it's daytime, yesh lo anov v'simcha b'shas achilas ben aneiros, because you're getting some benefit from the candles, even if it's daytime. Or mitzvah ben amuvchar. However, one should preferably try shias aneiros arukos to have longer candles shildokos adalaylo that should last at least into the nighttime, and therefore av shirotz lechol mibojom. Even if you're eating early, you'll still get some benefit from them at night. Mr. Bruce of Kotten Memalu says it's a brachal of atol if you're not going to get any benefit from the candles. Shekivin shein yochel lasu shum tashmishet zlon kishachozer achach lebeisu v'laylo, since you're not able to do anything by them, they've been extinguished, and therefore you're not getting any benefit from them when you come back later in the night into the house, shlo yikoshel beis v'evin, that you can't stop from stumbling on a piece of wood or a rock, les bo mishum sholem bayis. Therefore, they didn't accomplish any sholem bayis, and therefore you're making a brachal of atol if you light them and don't get any benefit from them. If the house that you're lighting them in is somewhat dark, and you went into the house to get something, for example, and because the candles were lit, you did get some benefit from it, then leko isur. Then there is no problem. You did get benefit from the candles. It's not a brachol atola. Even though it's not lasting all night long, even though you're not eating over there. But as long as you got some benefit from it, that would be enough to not make it into a brachol atola. Sif yud. Lebal halachas gekolos, according to the Bahag, kiven shehidlik ner shel Shabbos. Once you light the Shabbos candles, cholul of Shabbos, it's as if you specifically stated, "I'm accepting upon myself Shabbos." V'nasa b'mlocha, and you're not allowed to do any melocha. V'al pizeh no agas ketzas noshim, and therefore, based upon this, some women have the custom sha'acha sheberachu vidliku aneros, after they make the bracha and light the candles, mashlichos la'aretz hapsilo shebiyadam, the match that they lit the candles with, they don't extinguish it; they just put it on the ground. Shedlikubah, that which they use to light, they ain't mechabel, so they don't put it out, because as soon as they light the candles, it's as if they accepted upon the Shabbos, and if they extinguish the match, so then that would be kibui. However, he brings down v'yesh omrim, this is brought down in the Ber HaGola, in the name of the Agos by Manios, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, as well as the Mordechai, v'yesh omrim. However, if the women make it tonight and say, "I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos until the Chazan says Baruch Hu," so then Moel, this works, and therefore they would be able to extinguish the match and still be allowed to go and do Melacha until the Tzibur in Baruch Hu accepts upon itself Shabbos. The Yesh Omrim, however, brings down an opinion from the Kobo in the name of the Raf. The Yesh Omrim, Shein Omoel Ba, that this tonight doesn't work for women. Women have tacitly stated that they're accepting upon themselves Shabbos when they light the candles, and you can't undo that. However, he then brings down the opinion of Tosis and the Rosh, the Eshchokim, Albal Halochas Gedolos, that argue with this Bahag, the Omrim, Shein Kabbalah Shabbos, Toli Badlokas Aner, Ella Bitfilas Arbis. They disagree with those concept that the women accept upon themselves Shabbos as soon as they light the candles, but they say no, it depends on when the men daven Maru. That's when Shabbos is ushered in. Shekivin Shomer Chazan Baruch Hu, as soon as the Chazan says Baruch Hu, Hakol Porshin Mimlachtam. Everybody separates from doing work, and that's the acceptance of Shabbos. How do we paskin? And Machabe says, Ludidon. According to us, kiven sheschilu mizmor shel yom haShabbos, have a kibaruchu l'ditu. Nowadays, since we say mizmor shel yom haShabbos before baruchu, that's accepting upon ourselves Shabbos. The minhag is that the women do accept upon themselves Shabbos when they light the candles, unless imlo shetasne techila, unless they specifically made it tonight. V'afilu tonight b'lev sage, and it would be enough, according to the Mordechai, to even do this in your heart, not to say this out loud. Aval Shar B'nei Adam, everybody else, Mutarim B'Melacha Ad Baruch Hu, they would all be allowed to still do Melacha up until Baruch Hu. It's only the woman who lit the candles that is accepting upon herself Shabbos. We still have some Mishnah Berurahs on this, which we'll do in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, and I strongly suggest people look at the Yishuv footnotes that I mentioned. They're very important. That will conclude today's shiur.